Bloop. Good afternoon from Indonesia. I'm gonna talk with a friend about the stuff, the slides I use in my talks about social accessibility. And because I like it to be like a normal conversation, we're not planning, we planned it that we're gonna do it, but we didn't prepare anything else than just sitting down. And so now I have to grab the laptop and show the slides. Because that's how well prepared I am. I want people to have the feeling that the podcast is like you're in the room and you're just sitting in the waiting room of the physiotherapist or something like that, and you just get a conversation.
Okay.
I also need to open the slides. So there's two things I want to mainly talk about. The stress responses. You know about the fight, flight, freeze thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got a slide about that. Because there's a fork. And I explained this in my talk as I gave the example, you're in a bar, there's a drunken person that starts bullshitting about losing his bike.
Okay.
First response, you freeze, you wait until he goes away. He's fucking annoying. So then, second response, you walk away, you flee. He follows you. Then you can get the fight response and respond to him and tell him to go away because you don't care because it's not your bike.
Yeah.
And maybe he goes away then. So it's all. Or the fawn response. And the fawn response is a response that people get to if none of the others work. Like fight is like a last resort to avoiding conflict. But if people don't respond to this,
what's the last one?
The last one is fawn. It's like the young deer. It's an English word for.
Yeah, what it's supposed to mean? It's flat. It's.
Wait, I'll show you the thing. Parkplank.nl zien slides. Fawn. So it's all a bit small because my laptop is small. Put the recording thingy. Oh yeah, and I record in blocks of 20 minutes. So after 20 minutes I pause the recording and I start a new recording. Stop the recording. Start a new one.
Yep.
Good, it's still working. So, did you see the thingy?
Yeah.
Did you read it all?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fast. And fawning is really important because people who are raised as women learn this. And it's very good for everybody to realize that when you're in, I've had this situation where I was the problem. I apologized to the woman, and the woman started apologizing more strongly than me. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I apologize. You could just say it's okay. And then but this was after I read about this concept, and I thought, oh damn, you're fawning, because you know that when a white male apologizes that he needs to get confirmation and that he's entitled to being told that he's right and it's not his fault and he's supposed to feel good.
I think I already understand what you mean.
Okay.
But for me, like phoning is not gender. you know.
No,
like your example is kind of a sexist,
mm-hmm.
because it's you were describing it as like as if only women do that, you know, because there are strong women, there are, you know, there are weak.
It's not about strong and weak.
Yeah, but fawning is also like a defense mechanism, right?
Yeah, this is a defense. And society tries to learn this to all women, and some of them...
No, I was just trying to say that maybe making an example of a certain gender is not...
I understand. I can also say
someone or more neutral.
No, because this is a thing. The world is sexist. We are in a patriarchy.
Yeah, but there are people who are not always fawning, or there are boys or trans or whoever their gender is, they're not fawning.
No, the thing is, it's so society.
So for me to use it like to make it an example, like a woman is kind of doesn't make any justice to like this opposite sex.
I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about.
I know.
The group.
You're not talking about. Women, just women. You know?
I'm not talking about a woman. I'm talking about women.
Nah, that's why I don't think like because we are both males, and representing women as
no,
they are
no,
as
so
they will act in certain situations.
No, wait up.
It's not.
Let me explain further.
It's
so society. Please shut up for a bit. Because society...
No, don't tell me that.
Oh, yeah. Just, can you wait and listen for me? Is that an okay way to say it?
Are you doing this podcast like that?
This is how I'm doing it.
Yeah. Just don't say bullshit. That's rude. I'm not bullshitting you. I was just saying... You are representing women.
We
are males and we represent...
Can you
we
wait?
We are making example... And representation of male. Female.
Can you wait and let me explain the thing? Because you keep getting back to the thing which I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, the basic thing when you try to make an example is problematic to me.
Yeah, so I heard you. I decided, okay, next time I'm going to use something different. I wanted to tell you this. I couldn't this is what I'm trying to say. So... I use this example because this happened to me, but I can also use the example that I am a big fawn. I fawn all the time. I'm so good at avoiding because I was raised in a family where disagreeing with my parent wasn't an option. So I had to just agree. So I learned to always agree and. Being in a wheelchair and having to deal with entitled white men is where I realized this fawning is such a big deal, because when I'm in the wheelchair, someone offers help, I say no, I go towards them and say, hey, it's really annoying behavior to do this because it's degrading to me, and they're like, oh yeah, but other people thank me, and I say yes, because they fawn, because they know that if you deny your good feeling, you will get angry. I think that would be a more neutral. But yeah, among males, so yeah, that's...
Making example of ourselves is better than to represent others.
No, the example about the woman was an example of myself. This is what I experienced. I was in the train, my leg fell over, I cannot feel the leg. I was man spreading, I was taking most of her space. I apologized, and she started apologizing for me. And I was like, no, I did something wrong. I agree, I accept that I did something wrong. Sorry for that. And her trying to make me feel good was just awkward to me. This is what I was trying to say, and forget about all the gendered stuff.
Okay, I think we can talk about a very specific context for this fight, flight, freeze, and fawn.
Yeah.
But in general, for me, it's kind of reductive, you know, simplistic.
Yeah, that's why I like it so much, because you can...
Because...
It's at the core.
Can I... Yeah. Because we have different geography, different culture, languages. We have individuals with different background and how they cope with something, how their own defense mechanism is very different. And this kind of fight, flight, freeze, and fawn is sort of a simplistic approach to this kind of defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. But it's okay to a certain context when we want to talk to a very specific situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not okay with talking about it as an overall thing?
No. In general, it's too... If it's too general, we might overlap and represent others, you know?
Yeah. No, because we can even go a level higher. Animals also do this. It's researched in animal behavior. So it's a brain function. It's a coping mechanism of the brain. Oh yeah, of the brain, of the person.
But
another.
Can I tell you this? Like.
Of course.
Yeah. That perhaps there's a scientific endeavor of that on animals, but like. I do think it is too general to apply it to a very broad context, you know, because even not all animals like that are like that, you know.
No.
And if we speak about animals, then it's kind of. We are out of context. I mean, if we are talking about humans in these four categories of defense mechanism, it's okay for me.
Yeah.
But if it's more broader to human, that I haven't read any of the scientific foundation for that, I'm still, you know. So I won't have any secondhand knowledge for that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I have to read it first, and then I can convince myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll share with you the person that came up with the concept. He has a nice text about it, and after reading this, I started seeing it in different places. This is how I got to this example. But when I do my talk, I use this as a intro to the drama triangle and the winner triangle, which are also oversimplified concepts to explain very complicated situations. Because the drama triangle is a concept where they realized that every person, there's three roles, and every person in any interaction between sentient beings, let's keep to the humans, between humans, you get in one of these roles. And the drama triangle is very authoritarian, and the winner triangle is not. And all my shit interaction with people are drama triangle. And most of them are in regular spaces. And that's why I feel better in autonomous anarchist areas, because people accept my point of view. If I'm on the street, someone last night again, I was going somewhere slightly uphill, someone came over, he said, "Oh, let me help you." And he grabbed my wheelchair. He didn't say, "Oh, do you need help? Oh, do you want help?" He just said that he was going to help me, and he didn't even give me time to say no. So I said no and pushed him away, because he was already grabbing me. And then he didn't, and then he said, "No, it's okay, it's okay." And so he was being a savior. Oh, sorry, I should do all the three roles. In the drama triangle, you got the savior who decides for everybody what they need and who needs to be needed. And the victim who decides that everything that happens is not their own fault, and that they need, oh no, that everything, that they always need help with everything, that they cannot fix any of their own problems. And the aggressor who decides everything is the mistake of others. So the aggressor is really like the right-wing person who says, "Oh, it's the foreigners, it's the this, it's the leftist, it's the reason my, yeah."
The person who are being aggressive, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it my part, no, to talk? To respond to you?
Yeah.
I will start for my basic argument of science and scientific methods, and people who do this kind of simplistic solution,
yeah,
and simplistic simplistic frame of realities, like when people are dealing with interpersonal relationship, because for me, like, I'm not saying not all scientists, but most scientists are backed by the corporation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We live in a capitalist society.
Yeah.
And then they made this kind of very reductionist form of how interpersonal relationship in society.
Mm-hmm.
Into this very like short and just aggressive, angry, judgmental. There's no background, there's no certain context, there's no,
yeah.
No. Yeah, in very limited and specific context, it
mm-hmm.
might be helpful, but this is just, you know, like how they want us to, you know, solve our problems and see the problems, instead of seeing it more broadly, like what is the background of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, why is he is being aggressive, you know.
Yeah.
Why he is being aggressive, is he, she, them having like emotional issues, like maybe like many issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like this over helpful person, maybe he, she, them are just a very nice person, or they need it because maybe they need it because they need, like, when they help others, they feel better for themselves. And there are situations like that, and there are like this is a very black and white example of interpersonal conflicts.
Yeah.
And I just cannot, that's why I think when you say that, you are more comfortable in anarchist circle because they don't follow this.
To a lesser degree.
To a lesser degree, they don't follow this.
Yeah.
You know?
No, they because, follow the other.
Because there are many, like, for example, this feminist accountability and, like, always believing the victims.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many cases now. The victims were just dramatizing all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes us wonder, like, how we do justice to the so-called victims without blaming it all together without any proof whatsoever to the perpetrators, you know?
Yeah.
Because we don't have any proof before,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then...
Can I...
Yeah.
Use this point to make the new file?
Yeah.
Plop. Plop.